Sitka Government Relations Coordinator Marlene Campbell tried to balance her enthusiasm for the new summer schedule against the proposed winter schedule, which may represent an all-time low in service for the community.
Sitka's 8,000 citizens are trying hard to be part of the system. Please give us a chance. We aren't asking for as much service as the other ports are getting, just enough that Sitka can actually start utilizing the system like any other mainland port, round trip. We've got a huge ridership potential and dollars to put into the system if we're made part of it. And I thought that was happening for this summer, but please don't cancel our summer service either, or we're back to square one.
Campbell argued that fast ferry service or a mainliner like the Taku on Thursdays paired with a return trip connection on Sundays would benefit not just Sitka schools, but all students in Southeast Alaska. "I think it's a pretty exciting opportunity," said Campbell. "Why aren't we doing it?" Sitka High School Activities Director Mike Vieira made a similar point, but backed it with hard numbers. "This 1 month, with the summer schedule in place, the Sitka School District has been able to send teams round trip on the ferries instead of flying.
In the month of May, I will save nearly $25,000 with my three groups that are traveling during that month because of your increased service to Sitka. And as I look at the winter schedule and I extrapolate that number, it may not be $25,000 every month, but it will be at least $15,000 to $20,000 that I would see us saving every month with the opportunity for our kids to ride the ferry both ways."
Vieira proposed eliminating the Wednesday northbound stop of the Taku in Sitka in favor of a southbound stop of the same ship on Thursday, which he said would give all students in the region the opportunity to travel south for weekend events, and adding one more northbound stop of the Columbia to allow teams to return home. The upshot, according to Vieira, is that students in the region would miss only 2 days of school per trip. Mount Edgecombe High School academic principal Bernie Gurley said he could ferry 28 members of his cross-country team to a meet for less than the cost of flying 10. Likewise, Gurley said the volume of students he could send not just to play sports but also compete in forensics and drama and field trips would triple. He referred to travel as a priceless experience of Southeast, and he reminded ferry officials that Edgecombe had a diverse student body.
In Mount Edgecombe High School, a class school of 400 students, you have basically representing over 100 villages in the state of Alaska. So this service is not just to Southeast Alaska kids, but actually it's service for all the kids from the entire state.
Former Edgecombe teacher and administrator Gil Truitt said that he had been riding the ferry since 1963. His main concerns with the winter schedule were the maintenance layovers scheduled in March, at about the same time as the Southeast Regional Basketball Tournament. He said Edgecombe and Sitka High teams in recent years were forced to take roundabout routes to tournaments, or worse, charter private vessels.
"A lot of us really are frightened when we know that's going on because bad weather could really raise problems with those two schools."
House District 2 Representative Peggy Wilson said that she found it frustrating that the system was trying to build ridership in Sitka in the summer, only to cut back service in the winter. She wanted to see service more evenly distributed among Southeast ports in the winter, even if it meant unwelcome reductions in Lynn Canal and Prince Rupert.
"We have to share the pain, but we also need to share the service. And there's no point in the wintertime with everyday service anywhere."
Although state funding for the Marine Highway System is at a record level, Wilson urged ferry officials to match the requests of other state departments which were putting in for fuel subsidies. She asked them to submit not only a reasonable budget to the governor, but also a realistic one which maintain good service. The teleconference was moderated by Marine Highway Operations Chief Chuck Van Kirk. Jim Beadle, the governor's appointee as Deputy Commissioner for Marine Transportation, was also present. The pair conceded that they were willing to consider minor changes to the schedule, but said a limited budget prevented any dramatic overhaul for next year. With no one from Sitka on the governor's Marine Transportation Advisory Board, Wilson, Vieira, Campbell, and Petersburg resident Dave Kenzinger made one last appeal to delay implementation of the winter schedule. Marlene Campbell.
"Sitka's got the worst service. We have the most to lose. We don't have representation. Give us an opportunity to at least step up to the table, and for people that have great ideas to at least do some brainstorming.
Campbell said she would pay her own expenses to Juneau for a chance to meet face-to-face with ferry officials. Operations manager Van Kirk did not close the door on a workshop to address Sitka's issues, but was cautious, saying this system affects all communities. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.